G'day, Scott. Now, Wawan and Skak, everybody, wake up. Tansi, yak, yo, yak. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, where we teach you a little bit of Nehewewin in a fun way, kind of keeping with themes here. Joined again for the second time by Wayne Jackson, who is an esteemed Cree language teacher, enthusiast, also has done some immersion work in different various areas, has done some stuff in the city, also a musician, W.T. Good Spirit. Where does that name come from, Wayne, before we get started?
So it's actually an ancestral name. My late mother used to tell us, and right from when we were small, It came from a name, Kamiotsahwil, the good spirited one, was the name of our ancestor. And he met up with a priest, and that priest liked that name. So I said, let's trade. So that priest was a Jackson. So that's how we got our Jackson. That's what my mom tells me.
Oh, so then you traded that name.
Yeah. So to get back to what it was, you know, Kamiotsahwil doesn't roll off in English tongue very well. So I said, well, just translate it as good spirit. So that's where I took the, when I started my musical journey, I took the name Good Spirit. And my mom said, what do you say? I told her I wasn't going to use Jackson. Are you ashamed of Jackson?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I'm going to use Good Spirit. She kind of brightened up like,
Right. Because you're kind of bringing it back, right? Bringing back an old family name. Absolutely. I love that. So we talked last time you were here about words that we can use at work. Mm-hmm. But maybe for our younger, you know, Awasisuk and our Skysuk and... you know, maybe we could teach some school words, uh-huh. You know, going to school. So we'll start with, I guess, when we get to school, like when we're, how about just to arrive? There's a good verb, right? To arrive.
Tagote.
Is to arrive somewhere. And that's just a VAI again, right?
Simple verb, yeah.
So now, ni tagotin.
Ntagutan, remember the A drops today.
You always catch me, right?
Ntagutan, yeah.
I'm always, that's the VTI that
if you want to keep that E, use E conjunct.
Okay.
Itagutan.
Itagutan.
E conjunct.
So that's I am arriving.
I am arriving.
I am arriving as I'm arriving right now. Itagutan. Okay. Now, departing, right? We're leaving for school.
Sipuete.
Sipuete. So again, ni sipuitan.
Excellent. There you go. You got that.
I got that one.
Drop that E, add an E.
Now for the conjunct, e sipuitan.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay. So in the conjunct, so that's we're arriving, we're departing for school. Now, just the school in general, I guess, as the building, because a school is pretty much a noun, right? It's a building.
Let's break it down first. I always teach this with book calls.
Okay.
Or even immersion.
Kiskanamakuse.
Kiskanamakuse.
Okay, because I know that somewhere in there I'm hearing the word for teaching to knowledge.
Teaching, learning, knowledge. Understand, like kiskanamakuse.
Okay, kiskanamakuse.
Yeah. So then you kind of shorten it, kiskanamatugamik.
Kiskanamagotagamik.
Kiskanamatugamik.
Kiskanamatugamik. So I want to just, for our speakers that are just learning to speak, when you have these words that are just mouthfuls of syllables, right? One of the things that I had to learn was that stress, of where that stress is going to go. Mm-hmm. So you look at two-syllable words, that stress is on the second syllable, astum.
Astum.
Astum. And then when we have three-syllable sipuete.
Sipuete.
Right? So that bit of that syllable stress is now in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Sipuete.
It's kind of in both. There's kind of two stresses, I think, on three syllables, right? Mm-hmm. But anything more than that now, the syllable always tends to land on that third last.
Nantokta, yeah, about there.
Yeah, right? So, again, going back to school, kiskanamago.
Se.
Now, we're in the classroom. Is there a word for classroom in Hewewin?
Kiskanamatsugamgus.
So is that the diminutive of that?
It's diminutive, yeah. Kiskanamatsugamgus.
Okay, kiskanamago.
That's the way I would say it anyways.
Yeah, so basically you're taking that word for school, using the diminutive of that O-S on the end of it to make something smaller or younger, I guess, right, in a diminutive form.
A younger classroom.
Yeah. Now, the word teacher, is that going to be similar to all those words?
So now anything like an occupation or a person, like you have to add that oh, like an osa, like a, you know, when you're calling moose, oh, like
yeah.
right now,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, kiskanamagyu.
Oh, kiskanamagyu.
Oh, kiskanamagyu, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of going to third person then, I guess, with you, when you put that O in there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, kiskanamagyu.
Kiskanamagyu, yeah. The person who teaches.
A person who teaches.
And then to do the same thing for a student.
Okay, so let's get real crazy here with it now, because what do you use for like the principal or the professor or someone that's like at the top of that teacher chain?
There's different ways you could say. I could say kitsi or kiskanamagyu, the great teacher.
The great teacher, yeah.
It could be a professor or something like that.
Yeah, kitsi.
Or else kapamna kiskanamatugam, the one who runs or kind of has authority within that place, that building.
Oh,
the school.
Awesome. Okay, now we get to school. We're at school. One of the biggest things, books and reading and things like that. So, Masnaigan
book.
Book. Is that an inanimate?
It's inanimate.
Inanimate noun. So, Masnaigan.
That's a whole lot of long conversation.
Oh, is that
animacy,
right?
Animacy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. So we won't get too much into why things are animate and whatnot. Sometimes you just have to, I've learned to just accept it.
$1 million question.
Yeah. Of what, why is it inanimate? Why is a flower inanimate, right?
Why is a pants animate and not a shirt?
Right, yeah, right. I guess we'd have to ask people Gaias that, you know, thousands of years ago, why they became animate and inanimate.
They probably wouldn't understand us anyways.
Yeah, yeah. They spoke a different Cree back then.
Languages are dynamic. They change. They morph. 1,000 years ago, we probably wouldn't understand each other if we're speaking this language if we went to the old English people.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Nihewana probably be the same concept.
And the Nihewana too, right? So, and you hear that term old Cree from people, right? Yep. And is there still a few old Cree speakers out there?
They're a ceremony. We have to go to Isitauna. Those things you have to go to, and you hear a lot of the old language. I really love that part.
Absolutely. Nista. So, again, talking with Wayne Jackson about some words that you guys can use at school right here on Coffee and Cree. We'll be right back, and you guys will learn more about your school day right here on Bigate Wapoyegwa.
Nehiowewin.